The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't no Republican, I only know one party, and it is freedom. I am a patriot, and I love my country.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. As always, we want to remind you about the website, 820wwba.com. I think you can also get there by newstalk820.com. You can watch online. Well, you get a webcam, and you get a little bit of me, a lot of Nick in the control room, but you still see what's happening here. And you can listen online, too, of course. Well, what do we have this week? Well, looks like health care is coming down to a vote today. They say it's a done deal. They got the votes. They're going to do a straight up and down vote and then kick it back over to the Senate. Harry Reid says he's got 51 votes for the reconciliation part. And we will see. This is an interesting week anniversary-wise. 7 years of the Iraq war, occupation, whatever you want to call it. A lot of violence is toned down, but it's still a very violent place over there. We're still losing people. We're still getting people wounded. But hey, it's a world at war. And General Petraeus at CENTCOM, as we finally call him here on this show, future President Petraeus, well, he decided that he needed to do a little straightening out the policymaking apparatus in Washington, D.C. Some people say it's so unusual for the head of CENTCOM to try and set political policy in Washington for the White House. But I say, what else would you expect? Somebody's going to do it. And since we have 7 years of Iraq, 8 years plus some in Afghanistan, let's light up another country. Yeah, the Herald Scotsman newspaper had quite a shocking story today. And we'll tell you about that. Bunker busters on their way to Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. Hundreds of them getting staged. Wonder what we would use all those bunker busters for. We'll explore that. Want to look backwards for just a little bit to last week's show, maybe a little bit earlier than that. One of the things that came up last week was the whole issue of teachers being evaluated for merit, achievement, test scores, having their pay tagged to that. And we got into a side discussion about the NEA, one of the teachers' unions, and teachers' union in general, and unions then even more general. And CJ was here last week, and he was asked to name a situation where the union helped or the union did something good. Or anyway, the person on the line was trying to say that, you know, no good comes from unions. I don't know if he really, really believes that, but he certainly was trying to make the point. And I was going to come here with a little bit more history, but my daughter had a automotive crisis this morning, so I just barely got what I have prepared. But I can give you a very quick answer to that question from last week. Down in Sarasota, Florida, at the airport there, the airport employed union firefighters. The head of the airport decided, why? Why do we need to pay these union guys and all their expenses? I can get this private company to come in with non-union firefighters. Well, it didn't take very long. I think it might have been, it lasted a year. But sure enough, the non-union privatized cut corners company was let go, and that airport went back to union firefighters, basically in a contract with one of the counties there, as opposed to being in-house, but still going right back to union because of the training, because of the level of skills, the skill sets. And the private company? Well, at another airport recently, they lost one of their firefighters to an unfortunate accident, but to be expected when you cut corners and don't use trained professionals there. Now, a couple other issues on schools. John Boehner, the House Republican, claims that student loans will eliminate every bank in the country. He's got some other wild things to say that we'll talk about in a minute. But yeah, if you don't know, the student loan process was ripe with corruption, kickbacks to universities, high margins, profit margins. And John Boehner is in opposition to the new plan, which will basically move those college loans, the guaranteed loans, in-house under the U.S. government's control and oversight. And somehow, he believes, well, if you, quote, if you look at the student loan provision in there, they eliminate every bank in the country and all private student loan lenders so the government can do it instead. Well, it isn't necessarily socialism when the government takes over their own student guaranteed loan program after widespread corruption and fraud and abuse. Now, smarten it up a little bit there, Mr. Boehner. Also, in the same line of education, Obama effigy hung at Rhode Island school with fired teachers. No, it wasn't the students this time. A teacher at a failing school where he had all his colleagues are being fired hung an effigy of President Barack Obama in his classroom, apparently in reaction to Obama's support of measures to ensure accountability in schools. Where have I heard that before? The teachers union on Thursday condemned the effigy discovered Monday in the teacher's third floor classroom at Central Falls High School, saying it was wrong and cannot be condoned under any circumstances. Not surprising. If you want to get in on the topics that we're going to be talking about, I got one more little update here, and then we'll get into the healthcare debate. We'll get into 7 years of being between a rock and a hard place, and looking forward to the coming new war. Also, what General Petraeus did in regards to the Joint Chiefs and his testimony also up in Congress and how it relates to the Israel and the Palestinians. 866-977-4820 is our number. 866-977-4820. You can get online now. Also, talked a lot about the upcoming financial crisis, too, that I believe is going to happen. But in a related story, Federal Reserve must disclose bank bailout records. Fed must release records of an unprecedented $2 trillion in U.S. loans. They might have, they got a release of papers of the firms that might have collapsed without the largest U.S. government bailout ever. A federal appeals court said the U.S. Court of Appeals in Manhattan ruled today that the Fed must release records of the unprecedented $2 trillion U.S. loan program launched primarily after the 2008 collapse of Lehman Brothers Holdings Incorporated. The ruling upholds a decision of a lower court judge. Now, this is unrelated to what is in the House Financial Reform Bill that was co-sponsored by Alan Grayson and Ron Paul in regards to their move to audit the Fed. And finally, full circle, back to John Boehner. Now, Chris Dodd came out with his bill. The House already has a bill. And we'll see what we actually get. It's not to my satisfaction. It needs to be tougher. It needs to have more transparency on derivatives trading. It needs to, most importantly of all, and I don't think either one of them do, needs to approach what the Volcker Rule is and approach getting retail banking separate from investment banking. But John Boehner was, John Boehner said, quote, he was speaking to a banker's conference, and he said, don't let those little punk staffers take advantage of you and stand up for yourselves. All of us are hearing from our friends and constituents on lack of credit. You can't get a loan. The more government takes and taxes, the more regulations you have to comply with, the more cost you have there, and less amount you are going to take available to loan customers. Don't let those little punk staffers, the ones that are trying to regulate and put the thing under some kind of control, because that's who writes bills for the most part. The congressmen and the senators just are there in supervisory capacity, more or less. But here he is. He's telling bankers, don't let them take advantage of you. Stand your ground. The reason they're not making loans is because they have the incentive to continue to do the risky investments, because we haven't nailed that down. So John Boehner, rather than letting bankers be taken advantage of, he would rather let the bankees, the customers, and the American people, and the ones that bailed out those same banks, taken advantage of. On the other side of the break, we will be taking your calls at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Want to get your thoughts on that. We're also going to be looking a lot at the upcoming war, world at war, perhaps, and we'll be talking with Ambassador Edward Peck, former ambassador to Iraq in the 70s. He was on Reagan's counterterrorism task force, and we're going to ask him what's going on around the world. We're losing people in countries most of us haven't even heard of. And we'll hear from President Obama, Dennis Kucinich, a couple of Republicans on the health care vote, and wrap it all up with a bow for you. On the other side of the break, you're listening to The Henry Rain Show here on News Talk AM 820.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
Hey, you bored going to work, listening to the same thing every day on the other stations?
You betcha.
Wake up with The Big Show.
They're awesome, bro.
I love The Morning Show. It is so funny. I laugh out loud in my car.
Hi, it's Mike Reeves, host of The Big Show, the only show on the AM band that doesn't spend the entire time bashing politicians.
Unless they really need it.
One thing we do every morning is take your phone calls at 866-977-4820.
866-977-4820.
The Big Show in the morning on News Talk 820 AM. WWBA.
To those who believe there's a sensible way to spoil yourself, and to those who realize that performance and economy can still be friends, we plant this 2010 Mazda 3 flag in your honor. But to those who settle and forfeit the car they deserve, a moment of silence. Okay, that's enough. If you have made the choice to never compromise joy in the name of practicality, we present to you the heart-revving, available with Bose 10-speaker surround sound pounding, 33 miles per gallon fuel sipping, and let's not forget the ALG Residual Value Award, giving it the highest projected resale value in its class and starting at around $16,000. 2010 Mazda 3. Wicked fun, wallet smart. Zoom, zoom. Today, tomorrow, forever. EPA estimated highway mileage, Mazda 3i. Actual results may vary. MSRP $16,205 plus $750 destination charge. Mazda 3i Sport 4-door with manual transmission. MSRP excludes tax, title, destination, and license fees. Actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for complete details.
This is the sound of a car door slamming. This is my girlfriend revving the engine and speeding away. This is us 40 minutes earlier entering Sushi Kaiju for a romantic dinner. Those were such happier times. Diana loved tuna, so I found Sushi Kaiju by searching online. Why not try someplace new, I thought. No mention was made of the insanely loud music, the rude service, The fearless cockroaches. The outrageous prices. Or the tainted Toro. Diana loved tuna.
Yahoo Search delivers restaurant reviews and ratings, maps and more, all on one page, right at the top. Just what you need, just one search.
Next time I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo, it's you.
Yahoo! Hi, this is Artie Fletcher. Do you like to laugh? Well, this Wednesday I will be performing at the Tampa Improv from 7:30 to 9. And this Wednesday I am planning to have my best show ever. You can be there free. Just call the Improv box office at 813-864-4000. Tell them you want to see Artie Fletcher live. We will follow the show with our live wacky Wednesday broadcast. Thanks, and see you at the Improv.
The next 10 callers to call the Improv at 813-864-4000 will get a free 4-pack of tickets to see Artie Fletcher live. Call now.
Henry Rain Show, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. You can get archives of the show at henryrainshow.podomatic.com, henryrainshow.podomatic.com. And I said we're on the, this week is the 7-year anniversary of the Iraq invasion and occupation. It's actually the 6-year anniversary of the original radio show I launched, 6 years ago, American AM. And you also can get both the new show and the old show on another podcast site, AmericanAM.Podomatic.com, AmericanAM.Podomatic.com. If you want to go look at some of those things from 2-3 years ago, listen to them, see if they hold any interest for you. There's some interesting interviews there that still hold up. Quick look at the headlines before we go to Matt at Lakewood Ranch. You can get on, too, at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Democrats race to lock in the final votes. Actually, Steny Hoyer on ABC this morning said they have the votes to pass the bill later today. 216-plus votes, he said, so they got a little margin. Some of the ones, Congress people, they're looking to switch. Representative Loretta Sanchez of California, retiring Representative Marion Barry of Arkansas, not the one in Washington, D.C., John Tanner of Tennessee, as well as perhaps some of the anti-abortion Democrats that had aligned themselves with Bart Stupak. Obama rallies in final push for health care. He met with Democrat leaders on Saturday and addressed them. We'll hear an excerpt of that in a little bit. It was a very emotional address, quoting Abraham Lincoln. And in opposition, now, I hope if you're a regular listener, you know, I appreciate the passion of the Tea Party activists, and just like anybody on the left, you're going to find some excesses in any group. Now, so I am not painting all of them like this. I'm just saying some incidents that have happened in this run-up. There were a few hundred Tea Party protesters around Washington, D.C., the Congress. Tea Party protesters scream, well, basically the N-word, at black congressmen. Saturday, U.S. Representative John Lewis, a Georgia congressman, civil rights icon, was nearly beaten to death during an Alabama march in the 60s. Protesters also shouted obscenities at the members of the Congressional Black Caucus, spat on at least one black lawmaker, and confronted an openly gay, that would be Barney Frank, congressman with taunts. Capitol Police escorted them away. Protester spits on Representative Cleaver. That would be declining to press charges, but turned to the Capitol Police to say they made no arrest. Missouri Democrat Emanuel Cleaver was making his way through a group of angry protesters when the incident occurred. Cleaver is black, was also one of several lawmakers who faced racial epithets. And finally, a brick thrown through the window of Representative Louise Slaughter. The Slaughter solution on health care isn't the only thing that has come under attack in her world this week. Sometime early this morning, someone threw a brick through the front window of her Pine Avenue office. Damage was discovered about 12:30 a.m., city police said. This was in Slaughter of Fairport, New York, is head of the House Rules Committee. Now, they were not going to do the self-executing rule or the demon pass rule. They're just going to go with a straight vote today, according to the latest. And we'll get you some sound bites in a moment, but let's talk to Matt in Lakewood Ranch. Hey, Matt.
Hello, Henry. How are you?
I'm well. I know who this is.
You sure do.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, want my prediction on the health care vote today?
You might as well. What?
it passes 216 to 215 because I believe they have exactly the number of votes they need to have, and that's it. But here's where the problem comes in. There are 14 state attorney generals now lined up to file a class action lawsuit protesting the constitutionality of this legislation and how it's been done. And that's going to be interesting to see what happens. But the big thing here is 39 states are poised to pass a 10th Amendment or exercise the 10th Amendment rights, states' rights, if you will, to not go by or abide by the health care bill that the feds pass. Now, that's going to be interesting.
I wanted to clarify
something you said earlier about the firefighters.
Yeah, well, before we go there, let me finish with the topic you brought up. Now, as you understand it, is the key that these challenges are going to be on the mandate to buy health care?
Yes.
Okay, for people that aren't really
that's
up on the bill.
That's only part of it. If
you haven't been paying attention, which it seems like a whole lot of people have, part of this bill is going to require every individual in the U.S., every citizen, to have health care, health insurance, I should say, to be more clear and precise. And that is an issue that I've heard come up many times from people actually on the progressive side and on the conservative side. They don't like the government telling them they have to buy something. And that's the crux of the issue. Now, what's going to have to happen is it'll work its way through the state court system and then, well, depending on the individual state, because some of these states it's constitutional amendments, sometimes it's a law. But eventually we're going to have to find at least one case, probably several cases, that will work their way to the U.S. Supreme Court before it's decided.
That's correct. And then the slaughter rule is going to be brought into connection here, too.
Well, they said they're not going to use that today.
Well, that's not what Bill McCollum said a little while ago. He's changed his mind again.
Well,
so there's
Bill McCollum.
This is breaking news as we speak.
Well, Bill,
it seems like every 10 minutes
Bill McCollum,
there's something
the Attorney
else coming
General?
Across the wire.
Are you referring to Bill McCollum, the Attorney General here in the state?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this Steny Hoyer this morning said they weren't going to use it. And he's in the leadership in the Democrat. We'll see.
Yeah. Now,
let's talk about the union.
Turn for a second to the firefighters issue, because I want to straighten out something you said earlier so you don't get yourself in trouble down the road. First of all, the firefighter that was killed in a line of duty by the private fire company was before the privatization of the Sarasota-Bradenton International Airport. That happened approximately 6 months before. And even though the Sarasota-Bradenton Airport knew about that and knew that the regulations weren't being followed in the state of Florida down in Estero, which is a community in Lee County down by Fort Myers, they went ahead and did it anyway in the name of cost-cutting. But when all was said and done, it cost them more to train the non-union firefighters because they were not up to state standards, and the training, they had to start from scratch and start over because some of these guys, you have to remember, are being paid $8.50 an hour.
Right, and it goes back to the original point that we were trying to make last week, and we'll wrap this up because we got to go to the bottom of the hour break here. But everybody knows that unions can be abusive, that we know about the organized crime connections as they got stronger, abuse of the pension funds, feather bedding, and other things. But the reason unions exist is because individual workers, whether they be firefighters or miners, need to be able to bargain collectively to have a safe work environment and have a certain standard in the workplace. Agreed?
Correct. That's correct. They need to meet a certain state requirement, especially in this state.
All right. Okay, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Henry.
Bye. All right, you can get in on the other side of the break at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. We'll sample just a little bit of Barack Obama's address to Congress. We have a couple of the Republican representatives and also the statement by Dennis Kucinich, which I think was probably a watershed moment for the last few votes that are necessary to get the bill passed. Want to hear what you think about the bill, getting it passed? Also, the gathering war clouds. We will talk about that on the other side. And you're listening to the Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
News Talk AM 820. 820.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their sixth year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.
Hi, this is Artie Fletcher. Do you like to laugh? Well, this Wednesday, I will be performing at the Tampa Improv from 7:30 to 9. And this Wednesday, I am planning to have my best show ever. You can be there free. Just call the Improv box office at 813-864-4000. Tell them you want to see Artie Fletcher live. We will follow the show with our live, wacky Wednesday broadcast. Thanks, and see you at the Improv.
The next 10 callers to call the Improv at 813-864-4000 will get a free 4-pack of tickets to see Artie Fletcher live. Call now.
Now, I can't guarantee that this is good politics. Every one of you know your districts better than I do. You talk to folks, you're under enormous pressure. You're getting robocalls, you're getting emails that are tying up the communication system. I know the pressure you're under. I get a few comments made about me. I don't know if you notice. I've been in your shoes. I know what it's like to take a tough vote. But what did Lincoln say? I am not bound to win, but I'm bound to be true. Somewhere deep in your heart, you said to yourself, I believe in an America in which we don't just look out for ourselves. That we don't just tell people you're on your own. That we are proud of our individualism, we are proud of our liberty, but we also have a sense of neighborliness and a sense of community. And we are willing to look out for one another and help people who are vulnerable and help people who are down on their luck and give them a pathway to success and give them a ladder into the middle class. That's why you decided to run.
We have been debating health care for decades. It has now been debated for a year. It is in your hands. It is time to pass health care reform for America, and I am confident that you are going to do it tomorrow. Thank you very much, House of Representatives. Let's get this done.
President Barack Obama addressing the House Democratic Caucus, and 30 minutes of an address, that was a brief sample of it, the quote of Lincoln. A couple interesting points there, I thought, was not only his invocation of Lincoln and the Civil War, or the Great War of Yankee Aggression, we'll hear from a Republican congressman in just a minute, but also the idea that, you know, there can be two truths. That's one of the things that we talk about on this show quite often, is that there are two things that aren't mutually exclusive. At glance, you might think they contradict each other, but they really don't, and your common sense will direct you on that. One was just what we were talking with Matt out in Lakewood Ranch about. Yes, unions have had abuses, but it was unions reform to curb the abuses of the management and the businesses that were exploiting them. So two things can be true there, and this also is in his remarks that there's individual responsibility and there's community responsibility. You know, we didn't become the dominant species on the planet because every man for himself went out and tried to kill a mammoth. It's because we learned how to work for the good of the group within the context of also working for the best of your personal situation, too. They aren't mutually exclusive. When I was growing up, people talked about a mixed economy. They talked about the fact that there were things that government could do that the private sector weren't appropriate for. Again, think about the firefighters, public safety. There's things the private sector could do that is inappropriate for the government. And then there's things that we designate a monopoly for, like your water service. So, whether it be private or public. Anyway, one of the turning points this week was when Dennis Kucinich around midweek said he was changing his vote to yes for health care. We'll talk about the implications of that after we hear Dennis Kucinich.
I have doubts about the bill. I do not think it is a step toward anything I've supported in the past. This is not the bill I wanted to support, even as I continue efforts until the last minute to try to modify the bill. However, after careful discussions with President Obama, Speaker Pelosi, my wife Elizabeth, and close friends, I've decided to cast a vote in favor of the legislation. If my vote is to be counted, let it count now for passage of the bill, hopefully in the direction of comprehensive health care reform.
Well, we'll see about that, but evidently Dennis Kucinich's move did affect the count on Congress on this bill. Much like Dennis Kucinich, there isn't much that, for me to say that I like about this bill, and it's unfortunate that this has become the litmus test of the Obama presidency. But that's what has happened, and that's why he is making his vote. What do you think? 866-977-4820. By the way, those of you that like to spend some time online, go to democracynow.org and you'll hear an interview with Kucinich. I know I spoke with someone earlier in the week and they doubted that it was quite a core-driven, value-driven decision on his part. But if you listen to that interview, especially when they trot out Ralph Nader to beat him up over the vote, you can hear in his voice, he didn't want to vote. He wouldn't have voted this, but he did say, it's coming down to the point where it was up to me. I could kill the bill, or I could allow it to go forward. And he wasn't prepared to stand against his president on that one after the heavy lobbying President Obama did for him. Now, on the other side, and again, this speaks to the part that this bill has become something so much more than a health care bill. Think back a year ago to the misrepresentations and the posturing with some of the Democrats to get their little bag of goodies out of it or take care of their private interests, their health care companies, the insurance companies, and lobbyists writing in all kinds of stuff in this bill. It's not a very happy sight, but let's go back to that Civil War analogy and hear what Representative Paul Brown says the ramifications of this bill will be. Oh, sorry, Dick. Representative Paul Brown.
But if Obamacare passes, that free insurance card that's in people's pockets is going to be as worthless as a Confederate dollar after the war between the states, the Great War of Yankee Aggression.
Yankee Aggression. All right, one more silliness here. This is from, I think it's Senator Coburn, the Republican, Tom Coburn. Let's hear what he threatens for the Democrats.
I want to send a couple of messages to my colleagues in the House. If you voted no and you vote yes and you lose your election and you think any nomination to a federal position isn't going to be held in the Senate, I've got news for you. It's going to be held.
You just heard from the holder in chief in regard to his message to those House Democrats. And I don't want this bill to pass, but if it does, I look forward, Senator Coburn, to those holds.
Vengeance will be Coburn's, Senator Coburn's. In other words, if you didn't understand what he was saying there, he says, if you voted for this as a House Democrat, and then you lose your seat in an election, and then President Obama wants to appoint you into the federal government, the administration, whether it be State Department or Commerce Department or what have you, regardless of the position has anything to do with health care or not, he will wreak retribution on you over this vote. Let's go ahead and go to Christine in Newport Richey. Christine, hi, how are you?
Fine, Henry. Who was that one who said about Yankee aggression? Boy, he didn't get over the Civil War.
Oh, well, those darn Yankees.
Hey. Well, I'm unbelievable. Well, Henry, I did want to talk on two subjects briefly. I know the next subject I'm going to talk about, one of the subjects will be in your next segment, but I just wanted to say there are a couple of things in this health care bill that trouble me, and I'm concerned about forcing people to buy insurance or businesses to provide insurance for their employees, and if they don't, they're fined. I'm concerned about that. If somebody just can't afford insurance, even if they do get a subsidy, and they still can't afford it, and they can't pay the fine, then what's going to happen? And if a business decided they were going to hire 10 more people, but they will stay at 50, knowing that they won't have to buy the insurance, because it's for businesses up to 50, they are not required to.
Right.
Well, that's going to cause some unemployment there. Could have been some potential jobs for people.
Well, not exactly, but you're very right on the first point.
Yeah.
That mandating this purchase of health insurance is going to be the big problem for a lot of people on all of this, whether they can afford it or not,
yes.
Just the idea they're being told to do it. But on the other hand, when you look at what hospitals spend, or rather have the cost they have to eat on indigent care and emergency room care,
yes,
there is a financial reason to do that. Also, it's partly a give to the health insurance companies, because if you require them to cover pre-existing conditions,
yes,
then they need a whole bunch of healthy young people to come in there and make money off them to spread the risk around. But now on the employer side,
yes,
it's actually sort of deceptive, and the penalty, because the penalty will actually be cheaper for the employer than providing health care, as most employers do.
Well,
in fact, it'll
too.
Be almost a disincentive to provide health insurance, and then the burden's going to be shifted to the individual. So it's not so much a penalty on business, but it's an indirect penalty on individuals.
Well, I'm concerned about it. What if a person can't afford to pay the fine, an individual, and they just can't afford the insurance, even with the subsidy, and they just can't afford to pay the fine, then what?
Well, you get the subsidy up to about a family of four making $66,000 in their household. So you do get a lot of help on the way up. But and if you're in that $20,000 to $30,000 range, you're probably not going to be paying much of anything at all.
Well, what if somebody is really low income, they're just a trainee and they're a single person?
Well, you know, the healthcare exchanges don't kick in until the end of the horizon on this bill. I think it's 2014, and that's really when these mandates become law, like you were saying.
Yes.
It's not a good situation, Christine, but the only hope, only light at the end of the tunnel, is perhaps because there is no marketplace now for health insurance, having worked, been on both sides of this equation, from dealing with health insurance companies in a doctor's office to dealing with health insurance companies for my own personal needs and my family's needs, there is no choice. If we actually have a good working exchange with a lot of choices, 6, 10, 12, where people can, and there's a minimum standard of care that is provided by these plans.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a doctor that practices in Massachusetts who,
yes,
himself is a single-payer advocate. But he says if you'd get true competition like they seem to have done in Massachusetts, according to this doctor,
yes,
the profit margins come down and the costs start to approach what a single-payer cost is. Now, I haven't dug deep enough to check his numbers on it, but he was a very articulate spokesman, and for the time being, I'm taking his word on that.
Well, all right, Henry, and just to change the subject briefly, I know you're going to be covering it in your next segment. Not another war front. Our military is stretched and strained now, and we're being financially drained. And that's not how you achieve victory against an enemy.
Well,
Not again.
You're thinking like an American citizen, Christine. The problem is this is bigger than our country. It's multinational financial interests. It's multinational foreign interests, whether you're talking about the monarchies of the Middle East,
yes,
or India or,
yes,
Russia. I'm going to try and pull this all together, and I'm going to throw these ideas that I put forward just very soon to Ambassador Edward Peck and see how he interprets it, too.
You're the first person to bring this up, and the news media has not covered whatever you're going to be covering in the next segment so far.
Well, that's why you listen to the show. All right, thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Henry.
Bye.
Goodbye.
If you want to get in on the conversation, 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. If you want to follow up on the health care, we'll be happy to take your call on that. But otherwise, we'll be talking about some of the things going on militarily around the planet right now. And we will go on the other side of the break. We'll get the caller in, and then we'll talk about these other items that are on the agenda here on the Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
This portion of the Henry Raines Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys. They'll come to you.
If you've been hurt by accident, and it wasn't your fault, you should know that not all negligence claims end in going to court. Most accident claims are settled out of court. And just because you have insurance doesn't mean that you will be covered for your injuries. Health insurance won't pay you for lost wages. Health insurance won't pay to fix your car or even get you a rental car if you need one. Hi, I'm attorney C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been helping accident victims get compensated for injuries caused by the negligence of others. And we do it for free, meaning there is no fee or cost to you unless we recover for you. Some attorneys charge you for their costs, not us. At Zion Gallagher, we charge you nothing. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll-free, at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT. At the law firm of Zaya and Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
As fear and uncertainty dominate many cable TV and radio talk shows, our hosts are thoughtful, focused, informative, and fair. There are things we need to do. Watch our spending, get our credit card debt paid down. We need to talk responsibility, and we need to watch our actions. We also need a good teacher, a coach. We're the only station to bring you Dave Ramsey for 2 hours every day, 2 to 4. He's on cable TV news shows all day, and he's on News Talk 820 every day. He's a resource. Listen, take notes. Let's get through this together. Together.
The countdown has begun during Furman's 96-hour pre-owned sales event. Now through Sunday, 7 Furman dealerships are bringing their used vehicle inventory to Furman's Adamo Drive location next to Furman Chevy Tampa. Choose from over 300 used cars, trucks, and SUVs at Furman's Adamo Drive location, all with Furman's exclusive 100-day, 3,000-mile warranty. Looking for a one-owner used car? Furman's got them, and they'll give you the Carfax to prove it. Want factory-certified pre-owned? Furman's got them. Acuras, Chevy, Mazda, Nissan, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Buick, GMC, and more. Don't wait. Shop Furman's 96-hour pre-owned sales event this weekend, and let's make a deal. Get $5,000 minimum for your trade and prices to fit every budget. Plus, Pro Financial lenders will be on hand to accept all credit applications. 7 Furman dealerships, over 300 used vehicles, 1 Furman location. 9751 Adamo Drive next to Furman Chevrolet. Furman's 96-hour pre-owned sales event. Visit Furman.com for details.
This credit union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Need to increase your income and start earning money today? Donald Trump wants to help you.
Hello, this is Donald Trump, and I'm so pleased and excited to be part of what will be the most recognized network marketing organization in America, the Trump Network.
America, if we're going to pull ourselves out of this financial hole, we must start thinking outside the box. The Trump brand, merged with the power of network marketing, has created a unique opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime chance to be in business with a Trump network. Got financial problems? Nervous about the future? Don't like your job? Join the Trump network. Anyone can do this business. You're not alone. We'll train you.
This is truly a chance for millions of Americans to better their lives, their health, and their financial security.
Call the Trump Network today. 800-851-0013. 800-851-0013. 800-851-0013.
Henry Raines Show, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. The phone lines are loaded at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. We get to John and Peter and another caller in just a minute. I want to quickly remind you the websites for the station, 820wwba.com or newstalk820.com. The podcast site for this show, Henry Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S, show.podomatic.com, henryrainshow.podomatic.com. And besides this show, you'll get the weekly segment I do on the nationally syndicated Captain's America radio show. Heard on 78 stations around the country, and you find out more about that at thecaptainsamerica.com. And then finally, if you want to go back and hear on this sixth anniversary of me launching my original show in South Florida, Southwest Florida, you can go to AmericanAM.podomatic.com, listen to some of those old shows, as well as get the new Henry Rain show. Let's go to John in Englewood. Hi, John.
Hello, Henry. Couple things. First of all, do you know what Ron Paul used to make when he was a doctor and he'd go overtime in the emergency when his kids were growing up and he needed extra money?
Was he on a salary at the... Because was it fee for service or salary? I don't know.
No, he was making $3 an hour when he first started out as a doctor in Texas. Of course, he's a graduate from Duke.
What year was that?
Excuse me?
What year was that?
Oh, that was, you know, he's 70 years old, so I'd say that's probably, you know, 50 years ago, almost.
I'll take your word for it, but that doesn't sound realistic to me, but go ahead.
Okay, but anyway, all right. Are you familiar with what a keystone is, business?
A keystone business?
No, a keystone in business. I just wanted
point?
To bring it up because I think it's important so people can realize what's happening. If you have a commodity, say you buy it for
$25. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Okay. A commodity, and we'll just say you buy it for $25. Well, you put a price on it of $100. Okay, you've got the price for $100. Well, you sell some, but it comes to the point where you want to get it sold, all of it. So you bring it down to $50. Well, you've hit your keystone, double the price.
Right.
That's exactly what they do in hospitals. They put a price, and that's why somebody gets a bill for $150.
That totally contradicts my experience in practice management and healthcare, and my dealings with hospitals and insurance companies.
Yeah. I'll give you an example myself.
Okay, quickly,
personally.
I got two other callers that want to get in.
Yeah, but what happened to me, I was in Cape Coral, and I had a gastric indigestion. It was the first time I had it, so I went to the hospital. I stayed there overnight, did not see the doctor till the next day. I'm a veteran. So anyway, it was just gastric, and it was an $8,000 bill for one night. So anyway, and the doctor told me, well, you probably shouldn't take the test here. Why don't you go to the VA and have a stress test, which I did, and I was all right. But the point there is this enormous, tremendous, unbelievable cost, and the hospitals make it because of this kind of keystone philosophy.
Well, John, let me just address what they did to you, because you were presenting yourself with no insurance. Am I correct?
I'm a veteran, so I filled out the VA forms. I have veterans insurance.
Did you have TRICARE?
Sir?
TRICARE, is that what you had? Or all right, let me just, so we can speed this along for the audience, let me say you went in there and you didn't have insurance that was immediately acceptable by them.
Right,
maybe that wasn't the case, but this is the way it works. Even if you wanted to pay cash, you're going to get a price much higher. Because what they're going to do on you, the reason you have to pay so much, is they have to make up for the teeny margin that Blue Cross negotiated on their patients that come through. Everybody gets a different price in health care. That's the thing that is the most wrong about health care. The person that can least afford it and is going to be a cash customer gets the worst price. John, we'll have to continue this because I got a guest coming up and I got two callers to get to.
Just one quick thing.
Sure.
No more wars. I'm a veteran. I'm sick of it. I don't want any more wars in this country ever. Bring everybody home and let's protect our borders.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right. Peter, go ahead. Bradenton.
Hey, Henry. How are you doing? It's Peter.
Yes. Good to hear from you.
Hey, you know, you were talking about the fines for the non-compliance of the health insurance.
Right.
$695 for an individual, and for a business that doesn't provide health insurance, it's $2,000.
That's cheap.
So if there's a business that isn't providing health insurance for their employees, they're going to have to pay a $2,000 fine.
Right, if they have 50 or more employees.
Well, doesn't matter how many they've got. They've got to pay $2,000.
Well, they have to have 50 or more. They don't fall under the rule. But the point is that $2,000 is less than what it costs to supply health insurance. So
the incentive is to kick people off. You're forgetting that side of the equation.
What?
You take a company like Radio Shack. I don't think they provide health insurance for their hourly employees. Well, how many people do they employ?
Well, let's lose another company. I know that 7-Eleven has health insurance. I know that Circle K. I really think that if you're a full-time employee at Radio Shack and you're vested, you're going to get insurance. But for argument's sake...
Well, there's a lot of companies that don't give you health insurance and have more than 50 employees. So they're going to be straddled with a $2,000 fine.
All right. Well, I disagree, but I got to get to the next caller, Peter. Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
You too. Tommy in St. Pete, we got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Howdy, Henry.
Hey.
I just want to let you know I'm praying that they'll get the pre-existing condition thing straightened out. I have a spinal disease. I'm on disability. I can't go and get a part-time job because they'll make the spend down so high that I'll lose my medical care. In this business, we hear all this business about the emergency rooms, and I hear the other talk show hosts talk about, oh, you can go to any emergency room. What they do is they'll patch you up if you're bleeding or whatever, and then they pack you out of there and say, go to your primary care physician. Of course, if you don't have insurance, you don't have one.
That's right, and a lot of times, even if you have Medicaid, the local physicians won't accept it, and you're out of pocket on that. Tommy, you're right. I got to run. Anything else you want to say in the last few seconds?
No, thanks, Henry.
Thanks for waiting. Bye.
Bye.
All right, on the other side of the break, okay, we got about a minute. We will discuss this with Ambassador Edward Peck on the other side of the break. The briefing that General David Petraeus sent to the Joint Chiefs of Staff in January, which was the precursor to Joe Biden's visit to Israel. Also, the Royal Scotsman says the bunker busters have already been loaded in cargo ship and is on its way to Diego Garcia for staging. You're listening to The Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
News Talk AM 820.